morning. We discussed before I left the midst of Kiddush, and there's a very interesting question that arises. Can you go and make Kiddush on Shabbos morning on schnapps? What's the issue with making Kiddush on whiskey? So a couple of issues come up. First of all, the Mishnah Mechaber tells us very clearly in some Reish Ayin Beis, and again in Reish Pei Tes, Reish Ayin Beis discusses Kiddush at night. Reish Pei Tes discusses Kiddush in the morning, that ideally one makes Kiddush on wine. On wine or that which is a product of the of grapes. And then in a case where yain is not matzli, when you don't have yain prevalent, so then you're allowed to go and make Kiddush on what's called Chamer Medina, on the beverages that are common in that area. So issue number one is you need wine ideally. Issue number two is typically when a person makes Kiddush on whiskey, so he's going to take a small shot glass of whiskey. What's called a shot glass holds about an ounce of whiskey. The shear of a kos in general is a revius, much less than a shot glass. And you're supposed to drink rov kos. So therefore, either you're going to have a very, very, shall we say, enjoyable Kiddush, or you're not going to have the proper shear when it comes to revius, and therefore you're going to have a revius of whiskey that's going to put you in a tough situation for the rest of your suda. So how do you deal with that? So in terms of the first issue, the issue of wine versus Chamer Medina, so here already the Mishnah Berurah points out that if you have a beverage that is a very common beverage and is chaviv, is something that's a preferable beverage, and he quotes Yayin Saraf, which means whiskey. So in such a case, so he says you can be making, one can use Yayin Saraf, whiskey for Kiddush, with one proviso, as long as you have a kos that's machzik revius. As long as your kos holds a revius, and you drink ro kos, malei lugmav. So most of us, the revius at night is 5.3 ounces. During the daytime, our Kiddush only drop on 3.3 ounces, but our average shot glass is only holding 1 ounce, so you're going to have definitely less than a revius. So is there any limud schus for those who make Kiddush on whiskey, just on a shot glass of whiskey? So I think it's not the preferred thing to do. It's not the preferred thing to do, but ideally, those who do have this practice, it's a very common minhag amongst the Hasidim, is the following. So there's a tosis in Maseches Brachos Daf Lamed Tes. The Gemara is discussing how much you have to eat for a bracha achrona. We assume halacha that you need a kezayis for a bracha achrona. So there the Gemara describes Rabbi Yochanan, he ate a zayis, an olive, and he did not make a bracha achrona. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, he did make a bracha achrona. He made a bracha achrona. So the Gemara says, how can he make a bracha achrona? He only ate an olive. And that's certainly not a shear of a kezayis. Well, that's weird. What do you mean it's not a shear of kezayis? So the Gemara says, yeah, you have to eat a whole zayis to be chayv in a bracha achrona, and there's a pit in a zayis, and he obviously didn't eat the pit, so how did he make a bracha achrona? So the Gemara says, no, he ate a jumbo zayis. He ate a very, very big zayis, and since it's a jumbo zayis, and that had the shear of an average kezayis even without the pit, and therefore he'd be chayv in a bracha achrona, made a bracha achrona. So in that context, the Gemara says, the Tosis comes up and says, what about when it comes to bracha achrona in general, it cites my focus, Yushami Babli, what is the din if I ate an entire entity of birya, an entire entity as it grows, but pachos mi kashir? For example, I ate one grape. If I eat one grape, so grape is less than the kezayis, but I ate a whole grape. So he quotes the Yushami, and Yushami says that in such a case, you're chayiv in a bracha achrona, even though you didn't eat a shir. Why are you having a bracha achrona? So Yushami has a different version of this. Rav Yochanan's eating a kezayis. According to Yushami, he ate a regular size zayis, but since he ate the whole thing, so that even if it doesn't have a shear of a regular olive, but since he ate the whole thing of berry, he's having a bracha achrona. So the Yushami says, if you eat a berry, an entire entity, a full grape, even if it doesn't have the shear, you're chayv in a bracha achrona. The Bavli's not clear on that matter, but the Yushami is very clear. So based on this, what's the idea of the Yushami? The Yushami is telling you that normally speaking, the shear of a kezayis, that's called a normal achila chashuva. A kezayis is called an achila chashuva. But if you ate a berry, a whole entity, even if it's less than a kezayis, the fact it's a whole entity means that itself is called an achila chashuva, and therefore you chayv in a bracha achrona. That's the position of Yushami. The Bavli says Tos is not entirely clear. You look in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Brachos, and in Shulchan Aruch Paskins, l'halacha, that this is a suffolk in din. And therefore, in Hilchos Brachos, one should not eat a single grape. Because according to Yushami, you chayv in a bracha achrona, according to Bavli, not entirely clear. It's a suffolk l'halacha. And therefore, do not eat a single grape. Either eat a half a grape and don't make a bracha achrona, or if you're eating grapes, then eat enough grapes to be chayv in a bracha achrona, but do not eat a single whole grape. Stay out of that suffolk. And then the Mishnah Berurah expands its discussion a little bit and says, what about when it comes to hot beverages? When it comes to hot drinks, we typically sip a hot drink. We don't need a whole revius, drink a whole revius of a hot drink in one quick sitting, in a couple of gulps, we sip it. So the Mishavur says, is that called a shtia? That's chayv and a bracha achron. On the one hand, you drank the drink in the normal way you drink the drink. However, you're not eating it, drinking it, bikashir. So is that considered to be chayv and a bracha achron? So again, he says that's a suffix in din. And therefore, you should avoid such a situation. Do not go ahead and drink a hot beverage, sipping it, because you're going to go ahead and be in a suffix situation. He says he suggests leaving over at the end of that coffee, at the end of that soup, at the end of that tea, leave over a revius of drink and drink that relatively quickly since it cools down. That's the position that the Mishnah Berurah advocates. But in any event, what emerges from this whole discussion is that if you have a shtia chashuva, a chash of a drink, a chash of a beverage, you drink it in the way that it's normally drunk, that's already called a shtia chashuva, even if you technically lack the shear. But since you're drinking it the regular way you're supposed to drink it, or you're having a grape, you're drinking, you're eating an achila chashuva, so there already the Gemara suggests maybe you're going to be chayv in a bracha achrona, maybe with that beverage you're chayv in a bracha achrona. Based on this, there's a comment that's made by a number of the achronim that maybe when it comes to schnapps, if you drink just a shot glass of whiskey, you're chayv in a bracha achrona, because that's already called a shtia chashuva, even though you're not drinking a revius. And once you take it to that step, so certainly you can apply it to Kiddush as well, to go ahead and drink a shot glass worth of Kiddush. So that's already called the Shtia Chashuva. Technically doesn't have the Shtia Revius, but since that's the normal Shtia that you would drink that beverage, that's already called the Shtia Chashuva. Certainly according to Yishami, you'd be chayv in a bracha achrona, and you could be Yotzei Kiddush for the Limud Schus, for those who make Kiddush in this fashion, would be based on this Tosis, based on this Yishami. That is a common minute that you find, especially as I say amongst the Hasidim, preferable to drink a proper shir with wine. But those who have this practice, yesh lahem al milismoch. Have an awesome day.